I just want to make her the co-host of the show. She's co-creator of The Daily Show, Liz Winstead. She'll be featured speaker at Planned Parenthood Mohawk Hudson's annual celebration tonight. Her stop in Saratoga Springs is part of her nationwide stand-up tour, Planned Parenthood, I Am Here For You. She began this tour to fight back against an increasing number of attacks against Planned Parenthood, which she, like many other women, has relied upon for health care during her life. It's a great pleasure to welcome Liz Winstead to our program. Liz, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, I love coming on. Thank you. I'm actually at Penn Station, about to get on a train. But you know, when I get a call from you, I have to heed the call.
Well, we're delighted, and we're so happy that you're coming to the region and doing this. So I'll talk a little bit about the event in a second, but let me just, I want to get your take on this. So you're watching the vice presidential debate last week. You watched the presidential debate this week. When it comes to this issue, your thoughts on it are what, of where we are in this debate right now?
Well, you know, it's there's so much, but the two things that that keep hitting me in the gut is that people, and by people, a lot of times I think it's men, stop equating birth control and reproductive health with the economy. And they don't seem to understand that birth control is a fundamental economic issue. And especially, you know, when we're talking about the economy we're in now and the lack of jobs and people just scraping by to make ends meet, I mean, let's just have some real talk. I mean, the most fun that we can have in any economic strata is to have some sex. And so it's fun and free. And if people are doing that, we want to make sure that we are going to make birth control safe and make abortion safe and legal and necessary. Because things happen, mistakes happen, and it's very implausible for me when I hear things like, you know, we want to reduce the number of abortions in this country, and the way we want to do that is to remove access to affordable birth control. It sounds like crazy nonsense, and it sounds like if you wanted to backtrack somebody into an argument, that they would have to say, well, then what we need to do is legislate sexuality and make sure that only people who can afford to have children should be having sex, because that's what will happen if anything goes wrong. And it scares me.
So you start out and you do this tour, Planned Parenthood, I Am Here For You. And the idea behind the tour was what?
The idea behind the tour was when I was sitting and finishing my book, I was having a bit of an OCD problem finishing my book in Brooklyn, which is where I live. So I decided to pack up my dogs and get in a van and go back to Minnesota and sit in a wintry, you know, archipelago and try to be focused. And that was in late 2010.
Yeah.
And when the new Congress took over and the first bill, H.R. 1, was introduced, and that bill was about defunding Planned Parenthood and the national parks and public radio, and I was sitting there going, wait a minute, are they performing abortions on Car Talk in Yosemite? I'm confused. how is happening? And when I saw them really hammering that home as a priority, I was like, okay, this is crazy. And when it didn't pass, and I watched all of these states across America in their state houses try to legislate defunding Planned Parenthood, amendments that were, you know, designating, you know, fertilized eggs as having the same rights as you and I, as I saw pregnancy being called pregnancy 2 weeks before there was actually conception, I was like, you know what? Planned Parenthood is under assault. And maybe what I can do is I've got to get back to Brooklyn. Maybe I'll take a van and me and my dogs will drive across country and do some fundraisers along the way. And I called up Planned Parenthood and I said, how would you feel about that? And they're like, who are you? And I said, I want to help. And they said, well, we'll take all the help we can get. So what started out as a 6-week tour to benefit Planned Parenthood and get me back to Brooklyn has now turned into, this will be my 25th show. And it's kind of become an ongoing part of my professional DNA. If they need help, I'm there for them.
And when you do, I mean, obviously the event tonight at Saratoga National is a fundraiser. But so in some cases, in most cases, you're preaching to the choir, right? You're talking to your people.
You want to know what's interesting? Yes, I am talking to pro-choice people, yeah, for sure, and people who realize the importance of access to birth control. But I think it's very interesting in that phrase, speaking to the choir, is while people are coming to this event because they support Planned Parenthood, the choir is not getting the information a lot of times. And these are pro-choice people. Like, a lot of people in my audiences don't know who Todd Akin is and don't know the assault and don't know the hundreds of bills that have been proposed. And they're supporters, but when they realize what's at stake, they become not only supporters, but they become advocates. And that is really part of what's fun. And it's also fun to just gather people in a room, to gather supporters, to have them look around and say, wow, I work with that woman, or that's my neighbor. And I'm so excited to see that my neighbor is part of this issue. And I think long after I've gone, I've created an environment where a whole bunch of people come and they have a catharsis about the state of affairs. They learn a little bit about what's at stake, and then they get active. And I love that. And that's been really, really prevalent and amazing. And you know, I've raised almost, I think about $1.4 million for Planned Parenthood, wow, affiliates in the course of the past 18 months. And I'm really proud of that.
Well, you're going to be the featured speaker at Planned Parenthood Mohawk Hudson's annual celebration tonight in Saratoga Springs at Saratoga National. You can find out more about the event by going to plannedparenthood.org/PPMH, which is Planned Parenthood Mohawk Hudson, PPMH, plannedparenthood.org/PPMH, and find out more about the event. Liz, have a blast in the Spa City, go.
Let's talk soon.
Yes, get on the train. Make sure I don't make you late. And just know that we love you. Travel safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks, darling.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Again, you can find out more information at plannedparenthood.org/PPMH. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.